Let's talk about Thanksgiving, a little more wholesome.
Man, yeah, it's a wholesome day, and it could be a bad day.
So you got some do's and don'ts for us, right?
Yeah, man, do's and don'ts. Let me tell you, Thanksgiving is a holiday where the family's supposed to get together, kumbaya, put everything to the side, talk about life, and eat some of the finest turkey meats. And, you know, if you're vegetarian, you're going to eat the non-vegetarian meats and all that kind of stuff there together.
If you're vegetarian, you non-vegetarian?
Yeah, that would mean they'd eat
just
actual meats.
Just roll with it, man.
Just roll with it.
Okay.
Just roll with it.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you some things to not do and to do.
Just to avoid the holiday shim-sham, right?
Yes. All right, going into Thanksgiving holidays, one thing you want to do is bring a plate. Even if they tell you not to bring a dish. Even if they tell you not to bring a dish, bring a dish. Because it just looks great, especially if you're a couple or if you're single. Now, don't show up with no plate, no dish, because what happens is everybody going to look at you crazy, because probably the rest of the people that came to the house going to come with a dish, and you're going to be looking like the fool with an empty-handed dish, and you going in.
Can't you just come with like a bottle of wine or something? So you have to.
You can bring some wine too, as you bring something.
Okay.
Dish, drink, liquor is always good. That makes them forget if you didn't bring a dish.
Okay.
Okay. Make me forget. I just bring my pops always some scotch. It did it right there. Number two.
All right.
Do not, no matter, sometimes you, when you eat and get full, get a little of that liquor in you, and you know, if your mate is there, you get the urge to dilly-dally. Do not dilly-dally in the household's bathroom that you're attending Thanksgiving. Just wait.
Don't
until
do the number
get,
two?
No,
I ain't talking about that.
Dilly-dally.
Don't
do that
wait
either.
Wait a minute.
Don't do number two or don't dilly-dally in the bathroom.
You think dilly-dally is number two?
I don't know.
Maybe for Jay Maggie.
I don't know. What are you trying to say?
I'm trying to.
So, no dilly-dallying on Thanksgiving till you get home and everything.
Because the other dilly-dally you're going to have to do.
What if everybody's at your house?
Oh, you can do what you want to do if they're at your house.
Okay.
Yeah, just make sure you got your own master bath. Just don't let nobody go in the master bath.
Just to be clear, though, we could do J-Max Dilly Dally because we'll be eating a lot of food.
Yeah,
okay, okay.
If you're at your house.
Don't do it at nobody else's house.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, don't go to JQ's house and...
No, don't blow it up. You just can't. You just can't, man. You got to have a warning.
Especially if the bathroom is right off the kitchen.
Yeah. All right, okay. Let's move on. What's the next one?
The next thing, always when you walk in, whether if it's your family or not your family, like if you're a mate or a significant other, always ask the household host, is it anything that you can help with in the kitchen?
Oh, that's a good one.
That's good. Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
You want to do that. Even if they say, no, you sure? Anything I can help with? Because what happens is they're going to talk about you if you don't.
Man, you always happen in my house.
They're always going to talk about you if you don't help. Look at that lazy son of a bitch.
Look, check that out.
Yeah. Number two. Number three.
This is like four. Yeah.
Four, whatever. Just roll with me.
Yeah.
After you finish eating, wash your plate off, man. Just don't sit your plate on the counter, just sitting in the sink with food caked up all on. Expect the person who's the host to wash it, because they're going to talk about you. They're going to say, look at this dirty. This is what they do at their house. Okay, I know. Even if they say, sweetie or baby, I got you. No, be like, no, I got it, ma'am. You know, because it shows. Don't listen to what they say, because they're setting you up. See, they ain't want to wash their plate out.
Even if you say, all my food.
Yeah. Even if they say, I got you, but no, ma'am, I got this how I was raised. Let me clean the plate out. Now, when you go into people's houses, you cannot go up in there getting four and five servings, because it is more people there. You want to limit it at two, and you want to portion it out, a portion one and a portion two. Do not fill your plate up like you're going to the buffet. You know what I'm saying? It is other people that need to eat, and it's people that want to take food home. If you do that, you have left nothing to take home. Then you want to take you at the go plate too after you did two buffet plates. You cannot do that. We ain't even got the dessert yet. Just saying. Now, the next thing.
Okay.
Don't get there and start talking about work. Don't ask questions about work. Don't talk about work. You might have lost your job. You might not be happy with your job right now. You might be in between jobs. Don't ask the person, how's the job? How's your money? Nobody wants to talk about that. You don't want to be sad when you're eating a piece of turkey. Talk about life things. You know, have you seen this show? You watch Scam the Girl? Hey, did you watch One Life to Live, the rerun? You know, something that's going to make somebody happy. Did you see The Best Man Holiday? What did you think about that? Don't talk about work. Don't talk about money. Don't talk about your car being broke down, because you're going to make people sad, and then they're going to open up the liquor thing, and everybody going to be liquor it up. Now, even if you don't like the person that's coming over, family members, sometimes we don't like each other. You know what I'm saying? That happens. And then sometimes you don't like the person that your son or daughter with. Hey, put everything to the side on Thanksgiving. Let's just enjoy the food and not say anything about anybody and just love and kumbaya and drink what we drink and eat what we eat and have a fun festive day and everything like that there. Now, if somebody gives you some food that you don't like, if they ask you how was it was great. It was good. You know what I'm saying? And if you can follow these tips, Thanksgiving will go so smoothly by you. And you can go into the Christmas holiday, and we get to that in December.
All right, JQ. Very nice job.
Hey, this is going to be a great Thanksgiving. Thank you, JQ.
Great tips. Now, if you have some problems, you didn't follow us on that list, and I told you. You know what I'm saying? It's levels to this.